The importance of getting on top of depression in young people. A huge Swedish study of nearly 1.5 million children followed from the age of 5 to 19 and then for many through to the age of 31 has found significant links to physical diseases as well as dying prematurely. Marika Lejoni was the lead author. Marika is a psychiatric epidemiologist at the Institutet Karolinska in Stockholm. Welcome to the Health Report.
Yes, hi, thank you. Can you hear me?
We can, loud and clear, as if you're in the next room. It's just simply wonderful.
Awesome.
Marika, how did you do the study?
Yes, so we were able to look at the entire Swedish population. As you said, it was a very big study, 1.5 million individuals. So thank you to, being Sweden is amazing for this reason. If you are a researcher in epidemiology especially, they have very big data sets. So we can look up a lot of things that happen during the life of individuals, and that's what we did. So we wanted to screen around in their lifetime, what happened after they got this diagnosis of depression. And we wanted to compare these patients with depression with patients who did not have depression during this young age, so 5 to 19, as you previously mentioned. And then, we wanted to check their risk of developing a lot of different physical health problems, which has never done before to such extent.
Let's just start then. What proportion of these children developed depression in the first 19 years of their life?
It was around 37,000 individuals, actually.
What's that, about 2.5% or something like that?
Correct.
Were you expecting more or less, or that was just you just took what you got?
Well, actually, we were expecting pretty much the same. Other people have checked these registers before, and so the prevalence was around 2.5. So that's what we were expecting. But of course, it is important to say that these most likely are the very, the most severe cases. So the one that get attention to clinics, to doctors. So the proportion might be higher. We're looking at the most severe cases.
And that would include bipolar disorder as they got into adolescence?
We looked specifically at depression, and then in some analysis so the term is adjusting for or controlling for bipolar. So just to make sure that we could get, an indication of what was happening for depression only when we take into consideration bipolar, schizophrenia, and other disorders.
So you looked at 69 physical diseases as well as dying prematurely. What did you find?
Mm-hmm. Well, the risk was increased for basically all of them, apart maybe for two. So 67, 68, like all of them were significantly. So these kids get higher risk for most of them. Specifically, intentional self-harm was quite high. So around 14 times higher risk when you compare these kids with the one that have not been diagnosed with depression. 8-time increase of sleep disorders, 6-fold increased risk of viral hepatitis and other things. And in terms of mortality, there was a 6-time increased risk for dying for any cause. And then when we look at specific cause, intentional self-harm was the leading cause, around 14 times increased risks.
Of suicide. Mm-hmm. Now, some of the things don't necessarily make sense. So sleep disorders, you can understand. Liver disease, is that related to alcohol? But you mentioned hepatitis, and you also found that infections were higher. What do you think is going on there? It's hard to sometimes.
Well,
alcoholic liver disease you might find there, but hepatitis. What was your hypothesis there that explained that, if indeed it was cause and effect?
Okay. Those are very good questions. So first of all, we with our study we couldn't address causality. So I think this is a very important message that we're trying to put forward, because we're looking at the associations. It doesn't mean that depression is actually causing all of these outcomes, so these medical, physical problems. So there needs other studies. I mean, there is a need for other, research to be carried out to determine that. But in general, the viral hepatitis, I guess the hypothesis that there was that it was maybe linked somehow with substance use disorders. And in fact, when we took that into account, this association decreased quite a lot. So maybe it might be something related with substance use disorder, so drugs specifically, I guess. And that's an hypothesis, yeah.
Now, your register would have also found treatment. In other words, they came in contact with services, they got treated. Did treatment reduce the risk or the association with some of these diseases and some of these impacts, such as self-harm?
Well, unfortunately, we didn't look at these things. Like, there are opportunities to look at treatments and, you know, drug use, like, in terms of prescription medicines and things like that. But we didn't look at that in this study, unfortunately. But it's definitely a very important question to address.
Were there other factors in these children which you measured which had an impact? In other words, is this just purely an effect of depression? Or were there other things that mitigated it, that reduced the effect or increased it?
Well, again, yeah, I think the only thing that we looked in this study, it was psychiatry problems that co-occurred in this population. So again, the risk decreased when we took into consideration other psychiatric problems. But it's also important to bear in mind that this patients with depression usually are also, you know, at increased risk. And so they are diagnosed with a lot of other disorders. So even though when you take away the fact of these disorders, there is decreased, most likely the real scenario is that most of these patients, they have other psychiatric disorders.
So whether or not it's cause and effect, they coexist. What's the, just before we finish, what are the messages for the healthcare system, for primary care doctors and others, and families even?
Yeah, well, I think that the main message that we wanted to bring we wanted to bring awareness in general. So for clinicians, it's important to be aware that these patients are at increased risk of a lot of other, you know, physical problems, and it would be good for them to monitor them, ideally also to comprehensively manage both psychiatric and physical problems. And for patients as well, again, to be aware of their risk, maybe be vigilant, because, like, you know, to watch out for other health problems, because we know that for both psychiatric and physical problems, early diagnosis, early intervention, early treatment can make a big difference, so lead to better outcomes. But I think it's also important that this patient, you know, they keep in mind that this is informative, it's not deterministic. So it doesn't mean that they are going to develop these problems. And with that knowledge, yeah, they can just pay attention to the lifestyle.
It's not inevitable. Marika, thank you very much for joining us.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me.
Marika Leone is a psychiatric epidemiologist at the Institute at Karolinska in Stockholm. And this is RN's Health Report. I'm Norman Swan.